know that there is something magical inside of you, but you don't know how to uncover it? The Heart Sing podcast is dedicated to just that, helping you put yourself first and figure out what lights you up. I'm your host, Addie B, aka Slayer of Namaslayer, and through my journey of losing nearly 100 pounds, uncovering the magic of my soul, and building the life of my dreams, I'm leaving no stone unturned in the process of self-discovery. And I'm here to share it all with you, so let's get started.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, you guys, I have so much to share with you this week, and I'm so excited. Where to start? I do have an outline because I would be squirreling all over the place with today's podcast without that. So I am going to ask you in this episode to suspend your belief of everything you believe to be true. But before I get to that, I'm going to update you about where I'm at now. If you're new to the podcast, just like it says in the opening, I am sharing my journey of self-discovery and all the nuggets I'm picking up on the way. And this episode is no exception. I am sharing something, some new learning that came at me this week that I binged on a road trip out to drop my car off for my amazing trip that I have manifested to move back to Hawaii. And we are calling this version of myself Aloha Addie. So I am going to give you an update where I'm at on all that. My manifesting amazingness, my weight loss, and then also this suspending belief stuff, stepping into this next level of really knowing how to manifest and learning how to see that show up in my life and the new learnings that are coming along the way. Because we can't just learn all of this stuff at once, right? So I will get to that later in the episode. But to start it off with, let's catch you guys up with where I'm at for my big move to move back to Hawaii. As you know, I am going back. My youngest daughter is there and she is no longer getting long breaks to come do our big adventure trips. So I am headed back. And I've been feeling the call for other reasons. And the universe has really been pushing me there. So a lot has come through my skin. I have been working a lot on healing my skin this year. I've suffered from eczema for quite a long time, and that's going to come up in this episode today as I share some new nuggets coming my way. But that was one of the big catalysts when I really thought Hawaii, like the environment there was just helping make it so much worse. And having the realization that even here in the dry desert, I was still struggling with the same things, just let me remove that belief and allow myself to go back there without that crippling fear I was feeling. So all of that's going to play into this episode and my motivations and, you know, just really taking this next journey with putting myself first and applying it in a different aspect of life, going back to work. And I did get the job offer. So if you're all like hanging on a cliff out there from last week, I updated with selling the RV. I'm shipping things, like things are moving in place. I got my plane ticket, I got my car shipped. So this week, I drove the car out yesterday, as a matter of fact, to California, to San Diego, dropped the car off. She's on the boat, and then I flew back here to Arizona. So it was just a day of travel. And I wanted to talk a bit about that and manifesting. Last week, I talked about the five easy steps to manifesting and how I've been applying it to this entire journey. Like every time I saw myself get into restriction, just knowing it's for my highest good and reframing myself and doing as many of the things I know how to do, that really is what I have the Me First Guide for. I really think I've had these 5 years to work on myself and create this tool that helps me make it easy every day to generate this creation of myself every day to move myself into a different vibration. When I wake up feeling like a ball of crap, and then I can move myself into a radiant being through these processes, through that help me move through a spiritual practice, a life coaching practice, a planning practice, like all of it in one space. So being able to take this tool and continue doing that, doing the Me First Guide and leading my group and sharing with you here on the podcast how I'm applying all of this I'm learning while I'm going back to work, while I'm moving across the ocean, while I'm losing 30 pounds in 90 days this summer using the process. And so let me update you on that first. And then I want to talk about to you about money and the manifestation that's come out of that. But the update on weight loss. So last week, I dropped down to almost to be right at my goal to be on track for the 90 days, which was 197. And I hit 198.4. Super stoked about that last week. It got me in pole position to be right there to get down there. Now it's Thursday and I'm sitting at 201, and some of you out there might be freaking out, but I know my body and I just looked and said, okay, what do I need to do? Because I'm at 201 because yesterday in my car trip, I did not anticipate my monkey brain enough. And looking back in hindsight, I could see the holes, you know, and I ended up pit stopping. I was so tired. I didn't have protein packed and I was hungry. I was coming off a long fast, which is the only reason I'm at 201, because I had all the things, you guys. I had Stacy's pita chips, licorice. Cindy, one of our Me First sisters, she picked me up and we went and we had True Foods for lunch. So I had a decent salad there. I had a Mediterranean salad. And I then at the airport, I had a cheeseburger and French fries and chocolate covered pretzels. Okay. Just to top off the day. So I had all of this food, the sugar coursing, and today I just got up, I did my stuff, and I said, okay, how am I moving toward goal? And I think I was sharing online, I had a happy hour planned with a friend this week, and I said, you know what, I'm going to move that because we were kind of debating on do we do it or do we not, and I'm just not physically feeling like going to do that. And we could meet and do something else and not go to the happy hour or whatever, but we were totally fine moving to Sunday or Monday. So I'm like, I'm going to move that and just recover my body. My skin had flared up just from like the heat over the last couple of days. And I think the stress and all the things, right? So just taking really today to get back in alignment, and I've got my heavy metal detox smoothie. I've got my chicken salads, all of those things. I'm getting right back in the groove. And then tomorrow, what I'm going to do is just really limit my fruit intake because I do eat a lot of fruit, and the heavy metal detox smoothie I do has a lot of fruit in it too. So I'm just going to have my celery juice, a lot of vegetables, and I'm going to do lamb tomorrow night for dinner. And then I'm going to go into a fast on Saturday. And my goal is 195 to be on track for this 30 pounds in 90 days. So we're going to see how close that'll get me. I just wanted to give you guys an idea of how strategically I will plan this out looking ahead for the week. And I did not anticipate having that big of a day with all the airport eating. So my night out with Aaron, with my girlfriend, was going to be kind of a night I was going to splurge a little bit during the week because I know how my body will go up and down and what I can eat and what foods work to really move me through it. I'm at that point in my journey where I just feel really confident with that. Now it's just getting myself to show up, and I'm doing that by weighing in live on Facebook, by being here with you guys and sharing the journey. So that's the weight loss update. And as far as money goes, I shared last week that I ended up in a room with Renee and I'm doing her money, summer money reset, which you can go get. I have it in the show notes. And It's only $33, and she's got a great couple meditations in there, and she's got a good video that explains a few of the money games and some other mindset things like gratitude, things like that, to get you in a vibration of having more abundance in your life and just some more fun in understanding these concepts in general. So I was doing that, and I started really shifting my vibration a little bit before I started doing that. But then I really leveled up once I had that call with Renee, and then I got these meditations, and I've been doing the meditation every morning. You guys, if you just did that, here's the thing. People want to know how I've changed my life, how I continue to grow and change. I do the things, you guys. I don't just listen, right? I don't do all the things. I don't get wrapped up in that perfectionism. I see it all the time. You guys, let's say you buy Renee's $33 thing, and it's got four money games in there, and it's got two meditations and a short video. And you are like, oh, I can't do it all. So you shut down instead of just doing, you know what? I am just going to do the abundance meditation, and that's going to be worth it for me. I'm going to just learn how to play the money game and do the money game. That's going to be worth it for me. And if you guys want to do it together, it's so much easier together. You can come in the Witches and Bitches Abundance Circle. If you are listening to this real time, I'm opening for August. So you'll see information below to just email me, get in touch for information on how to join. And we're a very small group. I'm going to be leading the money game. We're all staying in this energy of manifesting abundance, all of those things. And we work through a lot of different things together. So that being said, I've been doing that. And then also in the Abundance Circle, we're working through the Artist's Way right now. And it was Abundance Week. Can you believe that? The synchronicities on that, right? So listen to this. I have manifested over $15,000. Okay. Yes, over $15,000 from going from telling you guys everything was drying up. Oh my God, I couldn't pay my bills. Like, they were so far, you guys, everyone was calling me. I'm like, what is going to happen? I'm going to be in debtor's prison. Do they still have that? Can you tell I'm like binging 18th century romance right now? Debtor's prison. Like, what the hell? Isn't that from like the 17th century? Okay. Back on topic, you guys. So listen to this. So that client I told you guys dropped off when everything felt like it was falling apart, she came back, like literally came back, the same person. And she was like, I just can't be without you. And I'm like, good, because I can't be without you either. She was at that point where we were really starting to dig in. And I was like, oh, it was just happening, you know? So I was so excited for that. And I'm not doing any more private coaching. I'm going to be doing the group stuff, but because of the job, right? So I got 10,000 more on my job offer than anticipated, than even I was really my ask. So that was super exciting. That was like, oh, bring it, bring it, bring it. Just open in my arms. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, Cindy picked me up in San Diego, our Me First sister. That's an Uber ride to the airport, save probably 40, 50 bucks. Plus she brought me lunch. Bless her heart, even after I sent her to the wrong terminal. The wrong place to pick me up. And then I was getting payments for like meditation things people owed me, an abundance payment from someone else that pays me through like a Venmo. It was just like money coming from everywhere. Mini Slayer bought me my oil change. I was like, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just everywhere I turned, there was money. I found a penny on the ground the other day. And that's one of the things Renee teaches you too, is to keep a money journal and start tracking everything. Track refunds, track money you save at the grocery store, track it all, right? Even my Millie's dad, that room opening up, that is going to save me, what, $2,000 a month in Airbnb fees until I can get a new place to live, until I can find like somewhere to go. All of those things add up. So it's just been super abundant. So now I want to get to the part where I start to bend your minds a little bit. And we've done this here on the podcast already, right? Where I talk about Einstein time, for example. I think it's episode 18, you guys. If you haven't listened to that and you like to bend your mind a little bit, like start to play with this time-space continuum where we start to like delve into the quantum realm, where you start to perhaps understand that it's not what you think it is, this life. And this book I was called to listen to on the drive out to San Diego was called Busting Loose from the Money Game. And it looks very like the cover's even like it's got a dollar bill and it's got someone jumping out a book. And I'm like, all right, I don't know why I'm called to listen to this, but I knew the person that had told me about it, Joanne Young on Facebook. I knew she's very like, she's one of my like spiritual buddies, right? And she does Reiki and all of this stuff. So I thought, well, this can't just be like a total investment book or something like dry and boring like that, right? I'm like, she wouldn't have recommended it. So I'm like, I'm going to try it. If I don't like it, then what's the worst that happens? I wasted a credit on it. I can return it or whatever. Because I listen to all my self-help on Audible. And if it's really good, then I'll order it. So anyhow, I was like binging it, and it's totally, it's a kind of more of a realism scientific approach to manifesting, but he talks about manifesting in the spiritual world like this is a step beyond. But I see so much of it, maybe because I'm in a blend from the life coaching world, from Dr. Joe Dispenza's work and the manifestation, that to me it feels very comfortable. It just feels like another way to apply the process. And it's really interesting. Hang in there with me if you have some aversion to talking about money, because especially if you do, or if you're one of those people that thinks, I don't care about money. Money doesn't make you happy. Money doesn't whatever. Money is a vibration, you guys. Money is a creation. Like, why wouldn't you want to have more money? That's the question. And if you get uncomfortable talking about money, those are shadows. Those are things for you to explore. Those are things that are going to expand your awareness for self. So hang in there. But what's interesting to me is that so often, when I read money books, I'm applying them to health. When I read health books, I'm applying them to money. It's like, you know me, you guys, it's never like what it seems, right? So this is no exception. So I'm reading this Busting Loose from the Money Game, and I'm like, there's hints in here for my skin journey, for my healing my skin journey. And it's like kind of helping me merge the Dr. Joe work, which I think with Dr. Joe Dispenza, really understanding like how to feel the energy in my body, identifying energy, expanding my awareness of self, that really helped me take that to another level in addition to the meditation, right? And you guys, all of this stuff is important on our journey. And it's the concepts can be, I think, so simple and yet perhaps so hard to articulate. So I'm really going to try to just share where I'm at with this right now in the space. And it just might not make sense. It might just feel a little out there to you, but I just ask this of you. Just have a listen. Suspend like whatever your beliefs are about what life really is, you know, and just kind of open your mind for a second and say, what if it is all a game, right? What if this human experience is a game? Seriously, though, I mean, I know we've said it before, but think, what if it is? How would you start living differently if you absolutely knew that to be true? It really can change the game of life for you, just answering that one question. If you were to allow yourself to step aside from the fact that you think that can't possibly really be true, that that's just mumbo jumbo, right? Like we get back to Byron Katie talking about what is true. What is really true? What do you know to be truth? So in this book, Busting Loose from the Money Game, he talks about this, right? The human game. And I like how he talks about it as a game. And think about this. Like we know, we say that there's a reason for everything, right? Like, there's a reason that I have eczema. There's a reason I'm experiencing this discomfort in my body. There's a reason my mom died. There's a reason Alexi is my daughter. There is a reason for all of it. And he talks about this, that we are creating this hologram. And so he talks about what a hologram is. And a hologram, I'm going to try to explain it from my memory here, but it's like shining a light on the object. So he uses an apple as an example. You shine a light on an apple and it shoots a light in another direction. And then you shoot the light on the object from another direction and they intersect. And so you have the light intersecting. And then it's like a 3D image. And until you like shine a light on that, you don't even see the hologram. So it's like, it's only the light that is the what we think is reality. It's not even the object itself, right? It's being created. So our true selves, this energy that is inside, you know, I call it the observer. He describes it in a way that our true selves, that energy, the life force energy, universe, God, magic, whatever you believe. And sometimes maybe you even have to take it to a different level and think that you're just a part of that universe, right? That it's not really just totally God creating this being, like however you need to perceive that. This energy with inside of us, that thing that animates us, right? That makes us have this experience, that this being, this thing that we are, right? This energy is creating this hologram simultaneously as you're experiencing it. And what magnificence that takes. Everything, you guys, every little detail around you right now, the universe is creating as you are experiencing it. And that if any one little part of that doesn't feel true, it shatters. The whole thing falls apart. And he uses this example of they were designing hair on some animated creature at Pixar, and they ended up spending millions of dollars to create this hair, because if the hair didn't look real, the whole rest of the movie fell apart because it shattered the illusion of the reality of it. And that's how our holograms are. Like, it has to feel so real. So let's use my eczema as an example here, because he gets into the quantum realm a little, and I'm going to spare you that right now because I'm not quite so sure my explanation of it would be very good. So the quantum realm, understanding this field of energy that is what comprises the universe. It's where everything exists and everything is a part of, that we have these little eggs out there that ourself has created for us to have this human experience, because we wanted to go through all these trials and tribulations. We wanted to go through this so that we could experience the joy and the fun on the other side of it. It's like playing a board game that you have to go through the difficulty to get to the final outcome, that you have to go through. You don't want to not go through the process of the game, because there's no fun in playing the game. You don't want to go into playing a 9-inning baseball game and, you know, skip to not having an ending, like leave before it's finished, right? Or miss the middle to just go from inning one to inning nine. You want to see the process of how they get there and the ups and downs and who's winning and losing and who comes back and who gets the home run. You want to see all those things happen. And the same thing goes true in our lives. So he's talking about, we have these eggs out there in the quantum, okay? Are you guys with me so far? Don't kill me for this episode. Give me lots of stars for trying to explain these things to you as they come up. It also helps me learn more. So I appreciate you being here and being on my nugget pickup ride with me, if you will, my learning nuggets. So Back to the eggs. Nuggets and eggs today, you guys. Nuggets and eggs. Ooh, that should be a song. Nuggets and eggs. Nuggets and eggs. Nuggets and eggs. All right. Back to your true selves and the eggs in the quantum realm. For real. Seriously. So we have all these eggs out there. And in these eggs are these concepts we've created to keep things real. And remember, these are your beliefs in these eggs. So in my eczema egg, I have all these beliefs around, oh, I've got all these allergies about eczema. I've got, like, when I get heated, I break out in eczema. My eczema itches. Eczema is just part of who I am. Maybe it's got to do with copper in my stomach. Maybe it's, like, all of these things, right, in this little egg. And that's in the hologram, because if none of this is real, I'm creating this. If I am creating this, which we know we're learning that we are creating everything. So if that's true, and the same thing goes with money, you guys, the same thing goes with the fat on your body. If I'm creating all of that, I've got some fat egg out there too. If you're creating that fat on your body and it's in an egg and you can remove that belief, those beliefs that are tied up in that egg, you can dissolve the fat. And in theory, you could instantaneously dissolve the fat. But your true self, the energy, doesn't want you to do that. It wants you to go through the journey of solving for the fat dissolving, right? It wants me to go through the journey of figuring out how to heal my skin. I wanted myself to have this challenge. And I got thinking about that. I'm like, well, why would I choose eczema as a challenge? Why wouldn't I choose something else? Right? Eczema is so much like money in a lot of ways. Money is a very tangible thing to see you manifest. And this is why we talk about it a lot when we talk about manifesting, which it just means to create, to make real, right? Or as real as this place is, apparently, because it's all a game, you guys. So why eczema, right? Nothing. Like, it's on my face. It's on my arms. It's like everywhere right now. So that feels very real. And so as I'm moving toward like healing and seeing results, there's no clearer way I could see them than to have my skin clear up, to be free from the feelings, this discomfort it puts me in. So we've got these eggs out there and we've got our beliefs in them. And he talks about this process. I'm not going to get into the full process because it's kind of like, it's like 9 steps. I'm new to it. I don't really know. But the essence so far from what I gather is he talks about this human game being all about feelings. Right? It's all about feelings and emotions. It's not about logic at all. You take that logic and all that analytical stuff and we throw it out the window, you guys. This is a game about emotions. And if we can get ourselves in that energetic vibration and get into that emotion, we can shatter the egg, right? We can shatter it if we can get ourselves into emotion. So he talks about reclaiming our power. And how we reclaim our power is we first identify that where the discomfort's coming from. And we're going to see some similarities to things we learn in like life coaching with your mind and in like Dr. Joe Dispenza's work where he talks about rewiring yourself, right? Like breaking the habit of being you, of being me, whatever the name of the book is, right? Like breaking the habit, we're looking at what habit do I have that I don't want, what do I want to become? What's the emotion of the habit I am now? What's the emotion of the person I want to become, right? Well, just like, what is the thought? Because all thoughts create feelings, right? Create your actions from the life coaching. And now we're talking about this from an energy, feeling an emotional level, right? What's the feeling of discomfort? So you allow yourself, he's like, I want you to feel the height of your discomfort. Like, allow it to get so much as you can handle. And what gets there, then you tell the truth about it. You tell the truth about this feeling in your body. So it could be something like, if you're just so upset with yourself, you're so discouraged about your weight loss, or you feel so guilty that you ate all the things, that you binged everything in the car ride. By the way, that doesn't happen to me anymore. I've processed guilt a lot over food eating. But now I just get up and know what to do. But it took a lot of processing and a lot of working through guilt. I did a lot of that with tapping. That's another way you can go through this stuff. But okay, so we're going to feel this discomfort, however you want to feel it, you guys, whatever you're going to feel it about, you decide what it is for you. So I tried this just before I recorded this episode. I'm like, okay, because I get real itchy, especially when I sit to meditate. Like I want to itch the whole time. When I go to sleep, it's like when I get still, then I really have time to notice the discomfort in my body and my skin. And then what do I do? I put more attention on it, which makes it itch more. Right? You see the problem here, right? And then I start to scratch, and then I'm like scratching my entire skin off my body. So allowing myself to really feel it and like really allow myself to get super itchy. And then I own it, right? And I say, wow, this is friggin' amazing. I created this. How? Seriously? Like this feels really real. This is pretty cool. That I could create this in a hologram, that I could create this in a world that isn't even real. And then I say, I reclaim my power, because if in this egg, it's all our infinite powers, right? So you're going to allow yourself to feel that power and that energy of being infinite, being this infinite, powerful being. And if you haven't had this experience yet, that's some of the things I've learned through like meditation, Dr. Joe's work, is feeling that energy in my body to know I am like this amazing superhuman being. Like I am a superhero, right? Like super slayer, baby. Like you are, you guys, we all are. They can measure it now. It's being backed by science. This isn't even stuff that we should be suspending belief about anymore, but we have to, because like this guy talks about in this book, we spend what he calls phase one of our lives, where everything just saying how real everything it is. It's all real. This is all happening to me. We're often victims in this phase, right? We don't have awareness of our true selves at all. And then in phase two, we start to step into the place where a lot of you guys are already, because we're here talking about it, where we're starting to question what is true. There's got to be something more than this. And then we start to get our toes wet in this field of what if it all is all just a game? What, hallelujah, right? So we feel the discomfort. You allow that emotion to come in, and then you tell the truth about it, and you reclaim your power. You literally say, I'm reclaiming my power. I feel this amazing power soaring through me. And you just shift into this field of, wow, this is super cool. And I am so grateful for this experience. I'm grateful for this power. I'm grateful for the magic of the universe, God, whatever you want to talk about it, and it shifts you into gratitude. And the more and more you do this, when you're experiencing that thing that causes you discomfort, you start to shift into taking your power back. So it was just kind of a different way to look at it. I wanted to share it with you guys while I'm learning it, because I'm going to start practicing that, feeling the discomfort even more. Don't know why hearing it like this has shifted my comprehension of that a little bit more, because I think understanding, feeling, and processing emotion, we all know on some level, but I think I do so much future self work and staying positive that perhaps I don't allow myself to feel discomfort enough either. So allowing myself to feel this physical discomfort that is so tangible, and to practice this with it, is really that next level. And I think when I like do some of Dr. Joe's work, and if you get into Dr. Joe Dispenza, you'll see there's like a lot of healings in his community, people really dialing into that frequency in the quantum realm, which is just like this guy's talking about with the eggs, right? He said, I haven't seen any work like this out there. And the whole time I'm thinking, well, I feel like I've seen this quite a bit, just in different ways. I'm not discounting his work. I think it was great. By the way, you guys, the name of this book again was Busting Loose from the Money Game. And then I wanted to share one more thing with you that has just come up this week. I was listening to Denise Duffield Thomas that I talked about last week that kind of gave me the framework for the five steps to manifesting I discussed last week. And I was listening to her podcast about how to acclimate to a higher revenue. And I was listening also to Law of Attraction person. She had the same thing. It was like, everyone has the same thing. And then in Renee's video with their money mindset, she's talking about the same thing. And again, you guys, this applies to more than just money. It's the same thing with your weight loss. It's the same thing with your relationships, all of the things. And it so much came from this too. But to just kind of keep it brief here, that talking about this energetic level for abundance, and same with our energetic level for health, like how good are you willing to let yourself feel? Gay Hendricks talks about this in The Big Leap about the upper limit, right? Like we have this limit, this threshold we allow ourselves to get through before we start pulling ourselves back because we don't know how to feel that much bigger, that much better. We don't go from making $50,000 a year to a million. I don't go from making $100,000 a year to a million, right? Like what is that? Who am I at 250? Who am I at 500? Like what is that energetic level? How do I live? What things change in my life? And what shifted here for me was I was looking at apartments and I thought, well, if I did already live at this level, at this vibrational energy of my next money level, like how would I live? What would that look like? Like what apartment would I have? And so I started thinking, well, what if I got a two bedroom? And what if I did have like people come out for a week or Airbnb? You know what? I bet I can, if I have a two bedroom, I can write off that other room for taxes and right there save the value of having been in a smaller place. And then it opens up the rental market for me. So just the thought of these things shifts you into opportunities for different solutions to come your way. And again, this guy talks about it too, in the Busting Loose game, and everybody talks about this, you guys. It's not about the house, right? It's just about continuing to do that work to shift your energy, and the rest is going to come to you. I had someone ask me this week about, did I see my vision, like where I was going to keep RVing forever? Did I see, like, did I expect this? Was this part of my vision ultimately going back to Hawaii? And I just kind of laughed and I was like, no, that's the house, man. The RV's the house. Me going to the Hawaii is the house. And it's not the vision. The vision is my feeling and my emotion where I like basically walk myself through this vision where I see and feel how and who I am each day. But it's not about the RV and the job and the car. All of those things are just hows. And the universe brings the hows. The universe brings my path. The vibration, the energy of my vision is different. And so all of these little pieces coming together is so exciting. I don't know if this is going to make any sense to you guys at all. And this is much longer than I like to keep my podcast. But again, I had a lot to share with you. I have 12 more days here in Arizona. I am prepping like mad to get everything moved and get the Me First Guide course ready next week so that it's on automation. So you guys can order your planners. You can do the courses at home. You can come in the sisterhood or not come in the sisterhood, whatever serves you. But of course, doing it with a group serves you. Just heads up. But so all of those things I'm doing to get in place over the next 12 days, I can't believe it. It's just life is so amazing, you guys. And I say this as my body is covered in the discomfort of eczema that I'm going to heal if it's the last thing I do here on the podcast. Oh, and get to my goal of 155 and be one abundant mofo. So thank you, witches and bitches, for being on the ride with me. And we are just going to keep slaying just in a new land of aloha because that's the next how the universe has brought. Because I don't do the hows. I'm just here for the ride, creating the hologram, apparently. So let your mind bend on that. Ask yourself what's real. What you're creating, even all the people in your life, right? Those are all actors you've put there. They're all part of your hologram. You can really bend your mind with this one, you guys. Have some fun with it. Don't take it all too seriously. We take ourselves too seriously. Have fun. Go out there. Be some badasses. Get your goals. Just keep getting up over and over again. And I'll see you next week. If you like the episode, like it, love it, star it, share it, comment, do a review. If you didn't like it, don't do any of that. Love you guys to pieces, and I'll see you next week. Slayer out.